like I was blind before I met you.
Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on the big show tonight at 10 o'clock live in studio. We have the Bins. They're going to be entertaining you with a fantastic set of music. And then after that, going to be a bit of chatting and talking about what they've been up to. So the Bins live at around 10 o'clock, go till about 11. So stick around until that happens. You don't want to miss it. Until then, I'm going to be spinning some music from here and about, starting from about out east. This is a band from Halifax. They're called The Everywheres. A song called Watch It Grow. And it's off an album that they titled after themselves. The Everywheres.
Thank you. she says it does. Everything just can't be wrong. Every day it's all the same. It's hard to find ways to complain. Get out of
On Thursday, June 12th at the Rickshaw Theater, Vancouver-based Destroyer performs solo in support of his latest EP, Five Spanish Songs, available through Merge Records and Dead Ocean Records. Dale que toma, toma que dale, baila y que se marchen las mañanas. Featuring special guest Blackout Beach. Tickets are available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, or online at northerntickets.com. For more information, go to destroyersongs.com.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is still live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. Just to remind you once again on the show tonight at around 10 o'clock, The Bins playing live in studio. They'll be playing in a very fine lounge area. They're going to play the live set. And then after that, we might chat for a little bit in the confines of this tinier studio. We'll see how that works. But please stick around. The Bins is going to be playing a live set, playing some tunes off the brand new record, I am sure. Until that happens, let me tell you what I just played in that set. I play three bands, all from Halifax, and all of them sort of have a little bit of psychedelic feel to them. At least that's what they describe themselves as. Anyways, the last band I played, we're called The Walrus. Glam Returns is the name of the song I played, and also the record that it came out of. Before Walrus, I played some Moon with a song called Bliss, and started off the set with some The Everywheres with a song called Watch It Grow. The Walrus, so I was just actually reading up about them. Yeah, six-piece, big band, six-piece from Halifax, a pretty current band. They actually have shows coming up in the Halifax region in a very near future. Six-piece, the name of the band, even though it's not 100% from the Beatles song, the Walrus song. They said they really like the Walrus. They really like the Beatles, and obviously the name maybe subconsciously has came in through them anyway. So that's how it goes. And then actually, two of the founding members of the bands, what were the names? Justin, it's like two Murphys, like something. Justin Murphy and Murphy Brothers. I forgot the other guy. Anyways, speaking just like it's Halifax. If you know Sloan, Chris Murphy was in a band called Sloan. They're from Halifax. And then there is also unrelated Matt Murphy, who was in the band Super Friends, also from Halifax, unrelated people. And now there's two more Murphys. So I think if you're in Halifax and your last name is Murphy, you are going to be in a band. That's basically how it goes. All right, that's my theory. Maybe they're related to the other. Maybe they're all just one Murphy family. I don't know. Anyways, that's enough of me talking. Let's continue on with more music. Let's go a bit out west, a little bit more west. This is a band from Sackville. They are called the Mouth Breathers. This is a song called Every Day Is Not Kids Day. There you go. From a record, a cassette, it looks like, called Stone Soup. The Mouth Breathers.
You can't go to the club. You can't go to the liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
All right. Did Chris just call himself the greatest event in whatever history? What a egomaniac, that guy. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'll tell you what just happened in the last, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes of your life if you were listening to this station. If you weren't, I really couldn't tell you what you were doing in the last 20 minutes of your life. You heard some Diana. And you heard some Always. They're both from Toronto. The song from Diana is called Born Again. And Always, it's always spelled with like two V's instead of a W. It's very confusing, but very Googleable. Anyways, Archie, Marry Me is the name of that track. Always is one of the new hype band that came out of Toronto. And Diana was one of the new hype band that came out of Toronto a couple years ago. Still around, I believe. Before that, I played two bands from Halifax. I sort of went to Sackville and then I came back to Halifax. So play some Maynards, which is a really old band from Halifax. I saw them ages ago back when there was a bar called Marine Club. That's how old they were. Breakout and Makeout is the album I played that from. William is the name of the track. And before that, Stolen Minx, also from Halifax, not as old, still kind of been around like 3, 4, 5 years. That album maybe 2 years old, 3 years old. The album is called Hit and Run. Party All Night is the name of the song. And as I was saying, started off with some with a band from Sackville, New Brunswick, the Mouth Breathers. Stone Soup is the name of the record. Every Day Is Not Kid's Day is the name of the track. You are still, CITR.ca is what you're listening to. The Bins is currently setting up, going to do a sound check very soon. They'll be playing live on the air in our studio in about 15, 20 minutes time, around 10 o'clock. Please stick around. It's going to be fantastic. Once in a lifetime opportunity to listen to, well, that's probably not true, but on air, on here anyways, until next time we have them. Anyways. Just listened. It's going to be fantastic. And we will be having awesome conversations like which I just had with myself after that. It's not really selling it, am I? Anyways, I'm going to continue on with playing more music because that's probably the right thing to do. This is a band from Vancouver. And I've seen them, first time I've seen them was, I remember sort of vividly ages ago. This is a while ago when the Lamplighter was still a music venue. It always was a music venue back in the day. It used to be a, well, I don't know what happened in the early, really early days, but when I first knew it, it was a cover bar. You walk by and people would be covering Sheryl Crow songs or whatever it is. And then for a very brief moment of time in the early 2000s, it became sort of a venue like you would, like the Astoria is today. Bands would come in, they'll be booked in, local bands, maybe some out-of-town bands play, like St. Vincent play there one time, I remember, and I used to see They Shoot Horses, don't they play there, that kind of thing. And this band, first time I saw them was at the Lamplighter. They were from Edmonton, and now they're from Vancouver. At the time, they're from Edmonton. I remember I walked in with a gentleman by the name of Mark Morissette. He was in the band Kids These Days. And this band that I'm yapping about now, I'm going to play a song from. They call Hot Panda, and this is from an older album called Go Outside, and this is a song called Future Markets.
Got them looking left overhead, slightly out of sight. What's the bottom line to anything when anyone's the prize? Wild growth for all. With that fortune teller.
Now who's leading who? dead or graves, the undead are. Early rises they come at dawn, showing up for class on time with homework done. Every seat is filled with bodies. Mary, tell me, what are you teaching this quiet assembly? These undead children who fill the schoolhouse are perfect students. Quiet, obedient, focused listeners make you prudent. Give out all your secrets, give them one by one. Give out all your secrets, give them one by one. There's no questions, they stare blankly in every lesson as you lay down a framework for your confession. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad they died so young? Tell me, Mary, the words you uttered from your tongue. Get out all your secrets, give them one by one. Get out all your secrets, give them one by one. Get out all your secrets, give them one by one. Get out all your secrets, give them one by one.
Kill yourself too bad. The April's issue of Discorder is headed your way. Be sure to pick up a copy of Vancouver's finest music and culture rag. The cover feature this month is cool.
I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Well, Ryan, cool, the band. Plus articles on Teenager, Reef Shark, Zoo Age, and Fantasy Prom. And a special thanks to Discorder advertisers, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Records and Emporium, Doxa Documentary Film Festival, High Life Records, Humber Institute Broadcast and Graduate Program, Keener's Car Wash, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, and Weird Distro.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
My way through to the storm. Heel bag.
From Montreal, they are called Solids. Solids, the album is Blame Confusion. Haze Away is the name of the track that I played. Before that, I played a Vancouver band called Previous Tenants. I totally spelt it wrong here. Terrible. Hibachi is the name of the song. Rare Form is the name of the album. Previous Tenants, I believe, is a play the last show a while ago at the Astoria. But it's a band featuring various members of everything, including Jesse Gander. Jesse Gander, last I heard, is working on a new project. There you go. So Previous Tenants, Hibachi is almost time for Hibachi time. I guess it's not today, maybe, but anyways. Snow Learners before that. Habit is the name of the song. And before Slow Learners, I played another Vancouver band. They are called Spring. Celebrations is the name of the record. Secrets is the name of the song that I play. Spring plus a few bands are playing tomorrow night at the Rainbow Connection. They are playing with Wedrick Sultan and the Masters of Love. So check that out if you like what you hear. Spring used to be related to SSRIs, which is a band that has been around for quite a while. And I started off the set with some Hot Panda, an older record from them. Go Outside is the name of that record. Future Market is the name of the song that I played. You are still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The Bins are just finishing off the soundcheck. They will be on the air very, very shortly. Do not go anywhere in a matter of seconds or minutes or whatever. So I'm going to try to squeeze one more song in, and then after that, maybe The Bins will be live on the air. Do not go anywhere. This is a band that has said the goodbyes already. Velociraptor finished playing. They played the last show a little while ago. Anyways, I feel like I should just keep playing this album. This is an album called Stop Ruining Fun, and the song is Rooftop Patio. If it would let me
know
play.
Your mama doesn't know what you're doing. Doesn't need to know. Doesn't want to know. Nobody needs today.
Right, so that is Velociraptor with a song called Rooftop Patio. The band is disbanded, more or less. Steve from the band is still working on some solo projects and such, so look out for him. I don't know what he's going to call himself and all that stuff, but we'll figure it out. But now it's time to switch over to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us, we have The Bins.
Good evening, Radio Land. We are The Bins.